WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, former President Donald Trump's election campaign has released details of the May 11th beach rally in Wildwood. In a statement Thursday, the campaign says the rally will begin at 5 p.m. on the beach off the city's boardwalk near Schellinger Avenue. Admission will begin at noon. Now, those interested must apply for tickets at event.donaldtrump.com. You may only register for up to two tickets. All tickets are on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, the city of Wildwood is expecting between 30 and 40,000 people to attend. This is Trump's second rally in Wildwood. His visit to the convention center in January 2020 also drew thousands. The man two women say sexually assaulted them at knife point inside a home in Irvington is behind bars. Andrew Whitman has more.
Police say 31-year-old Marquise Jones attacked the women in separate incidents inside a house on Park Place, March 25th and April 10th. Both women suffered cuts. At least one tried to fight off her attacker. Jones faces 10 counts, including aggravated sexual assault for each victim, criminal restraint, and weapons charges.
This portion of the news is made possible by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalip, and one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell. With the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more, visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. An emergency room doctor has lost her medical license for conduct that resulted in a patient's death years ago in Union County. The State Board of Medical Examiners has permanently revoked the medical license of Shar Kennett, who worked at Overlook Medical Center in Summit. In 2017, Kennett faced allegations of gross negligence and malpractice in the death of a 20-year-old who died of respiratory arrest. She had been accused of failing to examine the young man and not ordering any diagnostic testing before he died that night in the ER. Summer camp will start up in about 2 months here in New Jersey. Alicia Scovera, executive director of the American Camp Association of New York and New Jersey, says there's still time to find a spot for your child, but some camps are already operating with wait lists.
There are day camps that allow you to choose only the weeks that you are available.
Many camps are in hiring mode as well. You need to be at least 16 to work at a day camp and 18 in order to work at an overnight camp. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Pretty nice weekend ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.